Story of the day. The A to Z of Flipkart and Walmart. An Inside 18 special for money control.
Flipkart and Amazon have been dueling it out in India to become the largest, most successful online retailer. Flipkart has been around since 2007, despite almost messing up their very first delivery order back when they sold only books. The company sells a few other things other than books now and is valued at roughly $12 billion. Its big advantage is its large, decade-old database of customers since before many of the other players were even around. On the other side is Amazon.
This is an Inside 18 special on Money Control.
Amazon is taking over online retailing in many markets across the globe, aside from China, which is Alibaba territory. Now, there's a funny sentence for you. Alibaba dominates the Chinese market. Not bad for a woodcutter from Persia, right? Time for another fun fact. Alibaba and the 40 Thieves was not part of the original Arabian Nights. It was added later by French translator Antoine Galland in the early 1700s. There is no Arabic manuscript of this story. Back to Amazon versus Flipkart. The American behemoth entered India in 2012 through Jungly.com. Remember its website which compared prices? Well, it took Amazon another 2 years to kick things off.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Flash forward 4 years and we're in the thick of the Flipkart versus Amazon battle for supremacy. Now, Flipkart unseated Amazon as the leading online retailer last year. Amazon then offered to acquire Flipkart. Talk about brazen. But Flipkart has found someone new. Walmart. That's right. The biggest retailer in the world wants to land on Indian shores. Amazon's rival Walmart wants a piece of the action and is in discussion with Flipkart to acquire up to 51% or more in the Indian e-commerce company. Some estimates in the media put this at 86%, but that number does seem a bit far-fetched. Here are the facts and figures of this deal.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
The Indian e-commerce market is estimated to grow at $200 billion in a decade. Walmart, which has been struggling to keep pace with a far more agile Amazon, has been in talks with Flipkart for months now to acquire a controlling stake in the Indian company, which has 11 rounds of funding totaling to up to $7.3 billion. Sources claimed that the deal is being worked out at Bentonville, Walmart's headquarters in the US. The brick-and-mortar giant is figuring out regulations in Singapore, where Flipkart is registered. The retail giant, Walmart I mean, is set to have made a proposal to buy 51% or more in the company for between $10 billion and $12 billion US. There are now reports that this deal may come through even as early as next week, though earlier reports indicated June as a likely period of conclusion. Sachin Bansal and Binny Bansal, the founders as well as a chairman and ex-CEO respectively, are tipped to stay on in the company. One of them will consolidate his shares, while the other plans to sell a portion. Walmart is said to be considering retaining the other senior leaders. Reports have hinted that a major private equity investor, probably Tiger Global, is bargaining hard to remain at the helm of things at Flipkart.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Tiger Global has a 20.5% stake in Flipkart and pumped close to $2 billion into Flipkart over the last 7 years. Another investor, Naspers, is likely to offload its full 14.57% stake. There are two theories floating around about what the other large investor, SoftBank, could do next. SoftBank holds 23.6% stake in Flipkart. Now, while some sources claim SoftBank may completely exit the company, many believe it will, for the moment, wait and watch. It may opt for only a partial exit. SoftBank, if you recall, had invested more than $1 billion just a few months ago. The Walmart deal gives SoftBank great returns. Their $1 billion investment could yield close to a 5 to 10x return in a mere 10 months, according to some analysts. So, what is this acquisition all about? Walmart could be fighting for survival here. As Amazon grew, it was the death knell of every major retailer. Despite its size and scale, Walmart is no exception. When Amazon enters a market, competitors quit or die. Now that's an accurate assessment. The Death by Amazon Index, compiled by the Bespoke Investment Group, lists 54 retail stocks that were most hurt by Amazon's online retail business. Essentially, when facing down Amazon, retailers think, why fight a losing battle? Investors and entrepreneurs end up folding rather than doubling down on their business. So we have the old world retail giant taking on the might of Amazon in a potentially $200 billion market where Amazon has been struggling to beat the competition. The Walmart Flipkart deal is about Walmart acquiring that competition.
Story of the day. The A to Z of Flipkart and Walmart. An Inside 18 special for Money Control.